Kunjati. Madhava Kunja Vihari Ghadi Ghadi Gai Yayonga Pijana Balava Giribhara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabhari Yasodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Banachari Yamuna Tera Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Rama Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Hariva, 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 Hariva. Nitai Gaura Hariva, Hariva, Hariva. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Rasi Hari Radha Rasi Hari. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Bhakta Numa Sita Ram Lakshman Bhakta Numa Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Thank you. జయ జయ ప్రభుపాద 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 జయ నం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిపాదకాచార్య స్తుతరసత శ్రీ శ్రీమదే శ్రీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి జైస్కాన్ బివిటి ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి జైన విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిపాదకాచార్య అష్టతరసత శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ మహారాజుల ప్రభుపాదకి జయ అనంతగుడి వైష్ణవ వృందకి జయ నమాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమస కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాచాది గౌర భక్తవృందకి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోపగోపీనాథ్ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధనకి జయ శ్రీ వృందావన మథురధామకి జయ శ్రీ మాయాపుర్ణవదేవి ధామకి జయ శ్రీ జగన్నాథపురి ధామకి జయ గంగాదేవి జమున దేవికి జయ భక్తి దేవికి జయ శ్రీమతి తులసి మహారాణికి జయ శ్రీ హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌర్ణితాయికి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధారసపర్యల్త విశగదేవికి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ సీతారామ లక్ష్మణ్ భక్త హనుమానికి జయ గ్రంథరాజ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి జయ సమవేత భక్త వృందకి నితాయ గౌర ప్రేమానందే హరి హరి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ గురు అని గౌరంగ జయ శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అవద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నేషికే మూకం గది వాచాళం బంగులంగయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాదమహం వందే శివరుం దీనతారిణం శ్రీ పరమానంద మాధవం Today we are reading from 4th Canto, Chapter 25, Text 38. The name of this chapter is The Characteristics of King Puranjana. Aunu Tvadannam Ramaye Yaratyajyam Akovidam అసంపరాయ విముఖం అస్వస్థానాభిదం పశుం కౌనుం పదన్నం రమయే హరతిజ్ఞం అకోవిదం అసంపరాయ విముఖం అస్వస్థానాభిదం పశుం కౌనుం తదన్నం రమయే హరతిజ్ఞం అకోవిదం అసంపరాయ విమూఢం అస్వస్థానాభిదం పశుం. త్వన్నం తదన్నం రమయే హరతిజ్ఞం అకోవిదం అసంపరాయ విమూఢం అస్వస్థానాభిదం పశుం. కం తదన్నం రమయే హరతి గంగకోవిదం అసంపరాయ విముఖం అస్వస్థానాభిదం పశుం. రమయే హరతి గంగకోవిదం అసంపరాయ విముఖం అస్వస్థానాభిదం పశుం. కం తదన్నం రమయే హరతి గంగకోవిదం అసంపరాయ విముఖం అస్వస్థానాభిదం పశుం. కం తదన్నం రమయే హరతి గంగకోవిదం అసంపరాయ విముఖం అస్వస్థానాభిదం పశుం. మతజీ కమ్ unto whom, no, then, what, than you, annam, other, ramaye, I shall allow to enjoy, he, certainly, aratigyam, without knowledge of sex enjoyments, akovidam, therefore almost foolish. Asamparaya, without knowledge of the next life. Abhimukham, looking forward. Asvastana vidam, one who does not know what is happening next.
Jaya Sri Sri Gaurmita, Sri Sri Radhara, Sri Harilita, Visaga, Svitaram, Lakshmana, Lakshanman, Ki Jaya.
Pasum, like animals. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. How can I expect to unite with others who are neither conversant about sex nor capable of knowing how to enjoy life while living or after death? Such foolish persons are like animals because they do not know the process of sense enjoyment in this life and after death. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Since there are 84 lakh species of life, there are also many different living conditions. In the lower grades of life, in plant and tree life, there is no system for sexual intercourse. In the upper grades, in the life of birds and bees, there is sex. But the insects and animals do not know how to actually enjoy sex life. In the human form of life, however, there is full knowledge of how to enjoy sex. Indeed, there are many so-called philosophers who give directions on how to enjoy sex life. There is even a science called Kama Sutra, which is the science of sex. In human life, there are also such divisions as brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. There is no sex life except in grihastha or householder. Ashram. The brahmachari is not allowed any sex. A vanaprastha voluntarily refrains from sex and the sannyas is completely renounced. The karmis do not practice brahmacharya, vanaprastha or sannyas life, for they are very much interested in grihastha life. In other words, a human being is very much materially inclined. Indeed, all living entities are materially inclined. They prefer grihastha life because there is a concession for sex. The karmis think the other statuses of life are worse than animal life. For animals also have sex, whereas the brahmachari, vanaprastha and sannyasis completely give up sex. The karmis therefore aver the orders of spiritual life. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeyam Shri Guru Siyatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shirupaṁ śagrajātaṁ śaganaragunātā nitaṁ taṁ sajīvaṁ sādvaitaṁ sāvadhūtaṁ parijana saitaṁ śrishna chaitanya devaṁ śrī rādhā krishna pādaṁ śaganallitā śrī viśākhā nitaṁ sa he krishna karunā sindho dīna bandho jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanusute Devi Sanamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpataru Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namo mahavadannaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gauratise namo jaya sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shivasadi gaura bhakta vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
So here in this verse, the woman in the city of nine gates is appreciating King Puranjana for his expertise in sense enjoyment. So as we know, that this story was told by Narad Muni to King Prachinna Vahisat. Because King Prachinna Vahisat was engaged in fruitive activities, performing animal sacrifices to get a better life in this life and in the, also in the next. So Narad Muni took pity on King Prachinna Vahisat. He saw that this king, though he was very pious, but still he is engaged in sense gratification, and to increase his sense gratification, he is also sacrificing so many animals in the fire sacrifice. Though in the Vedas there is some mention about animal sacrifices, and when the animals are sacrificed in the fire sacrifice, the animals, they are supposed to get a higher birth, a human life. But when there is some discrepancy in that sacrifice, the animals will not get higher birth. So this is a great risk actually, to sacrifice animals in the fire sacrifice. So King Prachinna Vahisat was actually sacrificing animals without any discrimination, and he was risking his own life. That's why Narad Muni, by his mystic power, showed King Prachinna Vahisat that, you see, all those animals you have sacrificed in the fire sacrifice, they are all waiting for you to take revenge. So you are actually risking your life. And in this way, you are wasting your time. So to make him understand what is this material life, Narad Muni told an allegorical story about King Puranjan, which was actually the story of King Prachinna Vahisat. So since Narad Muni did not directly accuse King Prachinna Vahisat that he was engaged in sense gratification, so he told this story of King Puranjan, so King Prachinna Vahisat can learn from this story and abstain from these fruitive activities and make his human life successful by surrendering to Krishna. So when Narad Muni was speaking about the story of King Puranjan, so he was describing that how King Puranjan, while traveling, entered in the city of nine gates, that means the city of this body. And King Puranjan is actually the soul. So, all of us, we are living in the city of nine gates. Means, we are living within the city of this material body. And here the omen describes is actually the intelligence, passionate intelligence. And everyone wants to use his passionate intelligence to have sense gratification in this material life. Because we have come to this material world because we wanted to enjoy without Krishna. This is the root cause of our coming down to this material world. So this propensity for sense gratification is deep-rooted within the hearts of the living entities. And it is very difficult to give up. So, those who are trying to give up this sense gratificatory process and want to surrender to Krishna, so they take shelter of Krishna. Because without taking shelter of Krishna, no one can get rid of this attitude of sense gratification. Because this is controlled by Maya Devi, who is an agent of Krishna. So as soon as the living entity forgets Krishna, then he is under the control of Maya Devi. Maya Devi pollutes one's intelligence. And then the living entity, he thinks that this sense gratification, material sense gratification, is the greatest enjoyment in this material world. And specifically, the sex enjoyment is considered the greatest enjoyment, so-called enjoyment in the material world. And this is the root cause of our suffering in this material world, birth after birth. Because we are after this sex enjoyment, then whole world is actually rotating around the sex enjoyment. People are working hard in this material world to earn money and enjoy sense gratification. This is the root cause of our suffering, because while trying for sense gratification, then we suffer unlimitedly. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yehi sansparsada bhoga dukha yona yevate adyanta vanta kaunteya nate suramate buddha. So Lord Krishna says that the sense enjoyment has a beginning and has an end. Even if we try for sense gratification or sex enjoyment, but we cannot enjoy it eternally. This has a beginning and an end. So, yehi sansparsada bhoga dukha yona yevati. And this is the root cause of our dukha yoni. We get so many bodies, material bodies, one after another. We go through 84 lakh stages of life. Because we cannot control the desire for sense gratification. Dukha yona yevati. Adyanta vanta kaunte anate suramate buddha. So those who are actually intelligent, they don't prefer for this temporary sense gratification or temporary sex enjoyment. They are very intelligent. But here, this woman, which is the polluted intelligence, is telling King Puranjan that those who are aratigya, means those who are not very expert in sexual enjoyment, they are called aratigya. Ratigya means those who are expert in sex enjoyment. So they are called ratigya. Rati means sex enjoyment. Ratigya, those who are expert, or those who are poor of sex enjoyment. Aratigya means those who are not expert in sex enjoyment. Aratigya. So here this woman, which is polluted, passionate intelligence, is speaking to King Puranjana that without you, whom I can accept as my husband. So then she is expressing or appreciating the qualities of King Puranjan, that he is ratigya. So the woman is considered Puranjan as a ratigya, means expert in sex enjoyment. And she is thinking that others, they are aratigya. They are not very expert in sex enjoyment. Why? The example is given. Kaunu tvad annang ramaye, with whom else I can enjoy aratigya akogida. Because others are
not expert in sex enjoyment, that will go with them. That's why they are not intelligent. They are not very expert. They are, that means she is telling others are very foolish. Those who are not expert in sex enjoyment, they are foolish. This is the attitude of this passionate woman. She is telling that others are foolish because they are not expert. So we see in different species of life, specifically the species trees and creepers, though they have life, but their consciousness is a covered consciousness, abhruta chetana. So this trees and creepers, they don't react like we react to different conditions of life, because their consciousness is covered. So in that species, there is no sex life. So they don't know about the sex life, the trees and creepers. And then there are little higher species, those who have shrunken consciousness. So their consciousness is little shrunken, shrunken consciousness. So they are like birds and beasts. So they have sex life, but they are not so expert like human beings. The woman is telling this thing. But this birds and beasts, they have sex life, but they are not very expert. But human beings, of course, there are different kinds of human beings in different modes. So out of 84 lakh species, 4 lakh species are human beings. 80 lakh species are other species. So human beings, they have also their Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaisyas and Shudras, and they are in different modes. Specifically, the Brahmins are in the mode of goodness. Kshatriyas, their goodness and passion mixed. Vaisyas in the mode of passion and ignorance. Kshatriyas are in the mode of passion, the Vaisyas are in the mode of passion and ignorance, and this Shudras, they are in the mode of ignorance. And they have also, because they are situated in different modes, so they have also different types of attitude towards sense enjoyment. And specifically, here, this woman, which is the polluted intelligence or passionate intelligence, is speaking that asamparayam abhimukham. Samparaya means next life. Also, it has a different meaning. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that samparaya has another meaning, means battle or fighting. So, asamparaya, like those who are Brahmins and Vaisyas, they are in different modes. So they are not very expert in fighting. So asamparaya abhimukham. So those who are Brahmins, Vaisyas, they are not very expert in fighting. So they are not veera. They are not very heroic. They are called kapurusa. They run away from
battlefields. But who is expert, who is a veera hero, means a kshatriya. A kshatriya, because he is in passion, so he can fight. A kshatriya is always ready to die in the battlefield. But he cannot show his back in the battlefield. This is the nature of the kshatriyas. So that's how they are called heroic. But again, these kshatriyas, though the Brahmins and Vaisyas have no heroic quality, but still, these kshatriyas, though they have heroic quality, but they have also some shortcomings. Like this woman is comparing King Purajan to others, other human beings. That she cannot appreciate a Brahmin or cannot accept a Brahmin as husband or a Vaisya as husband or any other Kshatriya as also husband. Though Kshatriyas are heroes, they can fight in the battlefield, but still asamparaya. Other Kshatriyas, they are not conscious of their next life. So she thinks that the person who is expert in sex enjoyment and who is conscious of the sense of enjoyment in this life, also in the next life, they are actually expert in sense enjoyment. So this woman is telling that only King Puranjan is expert in all these matters. He is expert in sex enjoyment. He knows about sense enjoyment in this life, also in the next. So this woman is deriding others and telling them as pasus. Pasus means animals. So in her calculation, others are animals, those who are not expert in sense enjoyment. So here we can understand that those who are, because we have varnasram system, so we have varnas and ashramas. In four ashramas, brahmacharis, grihasthas, vanaprasthas and sannyasis, so among these four ashramas, only grihasthas are allowed for sex enjoyment. Other brahmacharis, vanaprasthas and sannyasis, they are not allowed for sex enjoyment. So in the calculation of this woman, she is actually telling all other ashramas they are foolish. Only householders are intelligent. Whereas, this is just the opposite. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that yehi sansparsada bhoga dukha yo naya yevate. Adyanta vanta kaunteya nante su ramate buddha. Those who are intelligent, they don't appreciate this life of sense gratification. They try to get away from this life of sense gratification because this life of sense gratification opens the door to hell. As it has been stated, those who are serving the lotus feet of a great devotee. So, for them, the gate of vimukti, liberation, opens for them. But those who are engaged in sense gratification, the door to hell is opened for them. So in this way, actually those who are striving for liberation from the cycle of birth and death, the cycle of suffering, they are actually intelligent in this material world. But those who are appreciating, or those who are striving for sense gratification, they are not very intelligent. Because they are going to take birth again and again in animal species and going to suffer in this material life. Actually, this is the root cause of our suffering. That when we look for sense gratification, that will bring us so many different bodies, material bodies, for suffering. But those who tried for liberation from this cycle of birth and death, and they strive for abstaining for sense gratification. They don't want sense gratification. And this sense gratification, it has been described that how a living entity becomes entangled in this material life. It has been stated that a man is maya for a woman, and the woman is maya for a man. Punsa striyo mithuni bhavam etam tayor mithaya hridaya granthi ahur atha griha kshetra sutapta vittai janasya mohayam aham mameti. That how one falls down to this moha, illusory material enjoyment. Punsa striya mithuni bhava. This desire for sex enjoyment attracts a man towards a woman and a woman towards a man. And when both are attracted, then they are not in the heart. This material knot in the heart is tightened more and more. Instead of loosening the knot, so one can become free from this cycle of birth and death, their knot is being tightened more and more. And when the knot is tightened, hridaya granthi, then what happens? Atha griha kshetra sutapta vittai. Then this man and woman, they look for griha, a place to stay. Kshetra, a place for work, to earn some money. And then sutta apta vittai. They look for wealth, then children, and then friends and relatives. And being entangled by these items like wealth, wife, children, friends and relatives, then one becomes so much entangled. Atha griha kshetra sutapta vittai janasya mohayam aham mameti. Then one thinks that I am the enjoyer and all these items are meant for my enjoyment only. But then what is this enjoyment? Yan maithunadi griha medhi sukha hituccham kanduk yanena karaya riva dukkha dukkham. Actually, what is this sense enjoyment, sex enjoyment? This is just like itching in the body. Like when there is itch in the body, so we try to itch that place. And from that itching, we get some pleasure, temporary pleasure. But when we itch more and more because we get pleasure, temporary pleasure, then what happens? Then there is a wound is created in that place. And when the wound is created, that gives pain to the body. So this is the result of this material itching. So this sex enjoyment is just like material itching. Initially we may like it very much, but the result is pain, painful situation. That's why it is said, kandu yanen karayo riva dukkha dukkham trupyanti neha karpana bahudukha vaja. That those who are miserly, those who are miser persons, they don't take pleasure in this sex enjoyment. They take pleasure in the sex enjoyment, but they don't get satisfaction, eternal satisfaction from this. Trupyanti neha krupana bahu dukkha bhaja. And then what the result they get? Bahu dukkha. Unlimited miseries they have to suffer because they cannot control their senses. Because they cannot control their senses, they are ready to suffer unlimited suffering. That's why it is said, trupyanti neha krupana bahu dukkha bhaja. Kandutivata manasizam visaheta dhira. So this itching of sense gratification is actually a product of the mind. We are trying to enjoy through the mind. It gives pleasure to the mind actually. This mind, it comes from the mind. So those who are dhira, sober persons, so what do? They try to tolerate this itching. Instead of trying to itch and get suffering later on, they try to tolerate that itching. And they are very, very intelligent. In this way, they try to avoid the whole process of sense gratification. Actually, in one's life, those who have entered into householder life, so they have taken up problems of life, 100%. They're struggling actually. So the struggling for existence. But those who have not taken up householder life, 50% of their problems are over. Because they are not in householder life. But they have to again struggle for another 50% of the problems of life. So in this way, this life is actually full of struggling. So those who are sober persons, they try to get away from this suffering of this material world, of this material body. Because all these enjoyment and suffering, so-called enjoyment and suffering, is only coming from this material body. If we would have not this material body, then we would have not this type of suffering. In the spiritual world, there is no suffering because they don't have any material body. In the spiritual world, there are also men and women in the spiritual world. But there is no attraction for sex enjoyment. In the spiritual world, though men and women are there, and they have very, very beautiful bodies, it cannot be compared to the bodies of this material world. Though in material world we see some people are beautiful, but still they cannot be so beautiful like the people in the spiritual world. And so they are there, men and women, but they are not attracted towards sex enjoyment. They are so much attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna and his service that they don't feel any attraction for sex enjoyment. That's why in the spiritual world, spiritual body, no need of sex enjoyment. So when Krishna comes to this material world, he comes with his eternal associates, the gopis, and when he plays with them or performs pastimes with them, then people of this material world, because they have material conception, so they think that Krishna is playing with the gopis, so he must have some sexual relationship. Because they have sexual relationship in this material world, they think Krishna also must have. But Krishna doesn't have any sexual relations. He doesn't need. He is Atma Ram. In spiritual bodies, there is no need. Even gopis are attracted to Krishna. But they have no sexual relationship. They have only love. This spiritual love. And by love, they are attracted to Krishna. And all the devotees in the spiritual world, they are attracted to Krishna by their love only. There is no lust, though it appears like lust. Sometimes out of love, in the spiritual world, there is embracing and kissing, but no sex enjoyment. So that's why, in the spiritual body, there is no need of sex enjoyment, and the sex enjoyment is considered very tuccha. Means very degraded. This material sex enjoyment is very degraded from the spiritual point of view. And there is actually no enjoyment. Whatever enjoyment is there, a very little and for small time. And it leads to unlimited material miseries. That's why those who are very intelligent, they try to get rid of this material sense gratification. And they only want to serve Krishna and want to get a spiritual body. So they will not feel the need of this sense gratification in the spiritual body. That's why those who are devotees of Krishna, they are very, very intelligent. They are trying to become attached to Krishna. And unless one is free from lust, anger, greed, and all other six enemies, envy, pride, unless one is freed from all these things, one cannot be fully attached to Krishna or fully surrendered to Krishna. And one cannot go back to Krishna. So that's why those who are intelligent, instead of being involved in material sense gratification, should try to get rid of these six enemies, lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, etc. And try to serve Krishna and try to go back to Krishna and lead an eternal, pleasurable, blissful life. That is actually the perfection of a human being. And that is the goal of this birth as a human being. Then our life will become successful. Otherwise, we will go on continuing our suffering, birth after birth. So Narada Muni is speaking through this story that how King Puranjana is being illusioned for sense enjoyment and wasting his valuable human life. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments or questions? Okay. Grantara Sumat Bhagavatam Ki. Oh, okay. Hare Krishna.
Lord Shiva. That if you worship, so who is finally the authority who can facilitate and grant the real liberation? And also some gurus or yogis also claim that if you come to my shelter, you will get liberation. Like in Buddhism, Jainism. So we know that only Lord Krishna can grant. But how then these scriptures are talking about such liberations?
You see, nowadays in Kali Yuga, there are many so-called scriptures. Actually, they are not scriptures. They are not written by Vyasadeva. Written by so many other people. So, and Srila Vyasadeva also, he compiled the Vedic scriptures. And he also compiled Puranas. But even this Ashtadash Puran, 18 Puranas, They are also in different modes. There are six Puranas in the mode of goodness, six Puranas in the mode of passion, six Puranas in the mode of ignorance. So all these things are designed in such a way, because when Srila Vyasadeva was compiling these Puranas, he had this mankind in his mind, that there are different kinds of people in this material world. Some are in the mode of goodness, some are in the mode of passion, some are in the mode of ignorance. So for different kinds of people, he compiled different Puranas. So those who are in the mode of ignorance, they cannot accept the Puranas in the mode of goodness, so they can follow this mode of ignorance, the Puranas in the mode of ignorance, and gradually be elevated. So in the same way, like actually when Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, he had also the whole mankind in his mind, and people in different modes. So Krishna also, that's why spoke about Karma Yoga, Krishna spoke Jnana Yoga, he spoke Dhyana Yoga, he spoke Bhakti Yoga. Otherwise there is no need of speaking about so many yogas. This is more confusing. Krishna directly would have spoken about Bhakti Yoga. But Krishna knows that everyone cannot be on that platform to accept Bhakti. That's why for people, according to people's mentality, different things are suggested. So they can come to Krishna consciousness in due course of time. It may take long time even for them. Even so many births. But if someone is very intelligent, he can directly come to Krishna, who is called Mukunda. Mukunda means he is the giver of liberation. And it is directly stated in the scriptures. But people, they are not very intelligent. That's why they go to different demigods, try different things, different methods. Though it has been stated that bhakti is the supreme method, paro dharma, Savi punsa paro dharma yato bhakti adhokyade. So bhakti means devotional service to Krishna is the supreme dharma. But they go for different other dharmas, Veda dharmas. So in that way they waste their valuable time. So those who are intelligent, they don't waste time. They directly come to Krishna and directly perform bhakti yoga. And then in this human form of life, one can go back to Krishna if he is very sincere.
One comment about the grihastha ashram. That grihastha ashram is...
Grihastha ashram is for them, those who are striving to control their senses but cannot control. So this is a concession also given by the scriptures, that they can enter into grihastha ashram. But they should not think in grihastha ashram that sex enjoyment is the goal of grihastha ashram, or they got a license for sex enjoyment. In scriptures it has been described that the grihasthas also can have sex enjoyment, but with restriction. The restriction is also given in the scriptures, that when the grihasthas should have sex enjoyment, just for procreation. This is the restriction. That's why this grihastha life is called ashram. Ashram means there also, the grihastha should also remain like brahmacharis. They have only limited allowance of sex enjoyment, not unlimited. That's why it is called ashram. In that way, they can control their senses gradually and come to a platform when they can take vanaprastha and completely give up sex enjoyment and completely then take sannyas and go back to Krishna. Completely renounce everything.
So my comment is that grihastha ashram, with all the faults, is maintaining three ashram all over the world.
Maintaining. Yes.
So
yes.
That is the best aspect of grihastha ashram.
Yes.
Like wherever we see, they only come forward to donate money,
yes.
Work for temple, yes. Or anything. So they are maintaining three ashram. That,
yes.
Is their greatness.
That's why those who are entering into grihastha ashram, they are taking greater responsibility to maintain the family,
maintain all the three varnas, brahmacharis, vanaprasthas and sannyasis. So they have so much responsibility to perform. So they cannot actually, they have no time to enjoy. Actually, if someone will follow strictly grihastha ashram, he has no time to enjoy. So he has so much responsibility. And he has to do, perform so many duties mentioned in the scriptures. So he has no time actually for enjoyment. But those who are not following, they are thinking, oh, grihastha ashram is a license, so we can do whatever we like. And they are not performing their duties also properly. And not performing their responsibility towards other ashrams properly. So actually, they are risking their life. But those who are proper grihasthas, following on the principles, they can gradually come to the platform of renouncing everything and go back to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jaya Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki. Jaya Gaurabhakta Vrinda ki. Nitai Gaurapimanande Hari.